is the end, the middle of this pasuk tells us the solution. Ki shochan olav he'anan. It's because the cloud was resting upon the cloud, which I guess we take the two things together, the cloud with the Shechina, was resting upon the Mishkan, and that prevented Moshe from entering, which means when these things went away, and that's really the next part, that when they went away, they were nostalgic, that made room for Moshe. All right, something along those lines. And let's see what the Targum. Targum Pasuk Lamed Hei says, V'lo yochel Moshe l'me'al l'mishkan zimno arei bikush shero alohi anono. The cloud was resting. V'kora da Hashem, the honor of Hashem is smeli yos mashkina. It filled up the Mishkan. Over here, and the commentator, there is no comments. So that means we're going to have to just go further. Next pasuk, pasuk lamed ches leinei kol beis Yisrael b'chol masehem. Okay, here we come to Chazak. Okay, the next pasuk here says, I'll read the pasukim first. Pasuk above says, uvehelois anon me'al mishkan yisu b'nei Yisrael. When the anon departed, okay, when the anon went up from the Mishkan, they traveled b'chol masehem, all of their journeys. Pasuk lamed zayin, v'imlo yeleha anon v'lo yisu. And if the anon did not ascend, then they did not travel. Ad yoim he oloisai, until it ascended. So basically, as long as the Anani HaKavod was resting upon the Mishkan, that was a signal to stay put, no movement. When the clouds were lifted, that was a signal. Now it's time to pack up and to go. Ki pasuk lamed ches Anan Hashem, the cloud of Hashem. Before you go further, okay, no, there is over here. Now let's just take a step back over here. Or let's just go first. Let's go further. Fine. Ki pasuk lamed ches. Now we come to the last pasuk. Ki because anan Hashem al hamishkan yoimam. The cloud of Hashem was on the Mishkan by day. The esh and fire tihiye laila bo was in the evening in it. Le'enei chol beis Yisrael, in the presence of the Jewish people, b'chol ma'asehem, in all of their journeys. What does Rashi say? Pasuk lamed ches. Le'enei chol beis Yisrael, b'chol ma'asehem, b'chol ma'asa shal yunoisim, every journey when they traveled, ha'yi ha'onan shoychin b'mokoyim asher yachanu sham. In every journey, the cloud rested in the place where they encamped. Mokoim chani yosam afhu korui masana. This is a very important Rashi. It's the famous Rashi that even in the location where they rested, that's also called a journey. V'chein vayelich lemasa'ov. We have that by Yaakov. I think it was, I'm not sure it was by Yaakov, but Avram Yitzchak, I'm not sure who it was by. Vayelich lemasa'ov v'chein il lemasei. From the place where they rested, eventually, they traveled again. So therefore, it was only considered to be a temporary resting place. Since even in the place where they came to rest, it was not permanent. It was only a short stayover, or whatever period of time it was. And they were always subject at any moment to be required to pack up and to move. So therefore, if a person is in a situation where on a moment's notice he has to move, even when you are resting, you're really called traveling. It's like people who work for the fire department. So they have to be on call when they go into the station. I know what their shift is. They go into the station, they're on shift. And then there's a call. They have to go immediately. So even when they sleep, even if there's nothing going on and they're sleeping, so when they're sleeping, it's not really, they sleep in their clothing because they have to be ready at a moment's notice to go on a call. So even at the moment when you're sleeping, it's considered to be as if you are traveling. So he's coming over here to address the question, the pasuk. The pasuk says here, Ki anan Hashem al hamishkan yoimam, the cloud was on the Mishkan by day, the esh and fire tihiye bo al tihiye laila bo. So I guess that means there was fire. What does it mean there was fire? What's the bo? What is the subject of the word bo? I don't know. We'll see. Le'ene, in the presence of Chol Beis Yisrael, b'chol maaseh, and he's questioning with the last word of this parsha of the Chumash, b'chol maasehem, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. B'chol maasehem, this term, in all of their journeys, it's not a journey. It's a resting. There was the cloud of the Mishkan was present by day, and the fire was present at night, in the presence of the Jewish people for all of their journeys. What do you mean all their journeys? Most of the time in the 40 years in the desert, they were in one location. They traveled 48 times. There were 48 journeys, but most of the 48 journeys took place in a very short period of time, in the beginning and at the end. But I think for 38 years, they stayed put. So why during those 38 years is it called their journey? The answer is because at any moment in time, they could have been told, okay, we have to go. It's time to move. Therefore, even when you are resting, it's considered as if you are in motion. Let me read the words of the Rashi. This is very important. Every journey that they traveled, any place where they traveled, the cloud rested in the place where they encamped. Mokoim chaniyosam, the place of their encampment, afhu koru is also called the masa. V'chein vayelich lamasa of, v'chein different examples where you find the word masa where they're traveling. V'chein ilamasei, lefishem mokoim hachaniyah, from the place where they would encamp, chazru v'nasu, they would relocate and travel. Lekach nikru kulon masois. Right, now let's see the Targum. Targum over here says, "Arei anan yikarod Hashem al mashkino was on the Mishkan bimamo. V'chezu, it was seen. Isha saw havi belelia bay. Okay, it says it was seen. I guess that means in the eyes. The eshtia lailabo le'enei chol beis Yisrael. V'chezu isha saw." Chavei Belelio Bay. No, so what's with Vichezu mean? Vichezu. Okay, we have to go look over here in the commentator. Kol Beis Yisrael, B'chol Mat Lo Nehoin, and all of their journeys. Alright, let me read over here what it says in the Ma'at Sodi. Pasuk Amaches, Bimamo, Ain Masha Kasav El Vichezu, Perish Umare. Alright. So he's saying over here that the word Vichezu means the vision of the fire appear. Now, the Targum over here, if you look at the Targum, he is adding a word into the Pasuk that it does not say. The Pasuk says that there was fire, Tihiya Laila, there was fire at night, Bo. The Targum adds, fire appeared. It was visible. Why did the Targum add that word into the Pasuk? He's adding a word in the Pasuk that does not say, the Eish. Fire was isha saw. No, here's a word before. V'chezu isha saw. It appeared fire. He's eating that word. Hoisif unkelis hamila v'chezu al pi hamufarish v'parashas b'haloischa umariyesh. Aha. Because when the pasuk elsewhere in parashas b'haloischa talks about fire, it describes fire with the term called the mare-esh. And here it does not say mare, it just says esh, without the word mare. So he's telling us that umare, he's over here, I guess he's saying a tremendous chiddush, is that the Targum here in Parashas Pekudei is borrowing from the expression that appears elsewhere. Wow, look at that. Targum Yonasan ben Uzil also adds a word, but he refers to the Amud Eish. There is an Amud Eish, and there is a Mare Eish, a pillar of fire, and there is the appearance of fire. They're not necessarily the same thing. They were different to Kufos when there was a pillar of fire, and then there's a time when there was the appearance of fire. Here at the very last pasuk of Parashas Pekudei, Chazak, it says just the word Eish, and it leaves out the term Mari and the word Amud. Sounds like a very good drasha. A good Choymer Lidrush. So what, when it says here, if we do know as a fact that it says elsewhere in Chumash that there's something called the Mare Ish, and there is something else called the Namud Ish, and they're not necessarily the same thing, and here in the last pasuk of Chumash Shemos, it summarizes and it says V'esh Tiyeh Laila Bo, and leaves out the word before. So we have to ask, so which Esh, is it a third category of fire? Or is it one of the other two categories of fire? And Unkelis and the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel disagree. Unkelis adds the word V'chazu, which means the Mare Esh, and the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says an Amuda of Esh. Rashi doesn't comment. Rashi just leaves it to Unkelis. On the Mishkan, there was an anon miyuchad umeula yosem yosesh haye b'shvil Yisrael. Wow, chavei lashon haye. So over here, but the fact that he says the Mari Eish, the way Uncle seems to be saying over here is that the Amud Eish was used as a navigation device. The pillar of fire was for navigation purposes. The Mari Eish was something completely different. It's when they rested, then as a sign of honor and respect, there was a vision of fire, and that rested upon the Mishkan at night. The Amud Eish was when they traveled and they needed guidance, which way to go. And that, once they came to rest, it disappeared. And it was replaced with a different type of vision called the Mari Eish, which was a sign of respect, which hovered over the Mishkan. All right, that's how he explains it. All right, so at least we know something over here. That's at least a chiddush over here. A chiddush of different types of pillars. All right, now that we've learned, we've come to the end. So now the question is, what should we do now? We've come to the end. So maybe what we should do is, we've learned from Revi to the end. So maybe tomorrow we're probably going to learn something about Siddur. So for the remaining time, you know what? I have an idea. We have over here 20 minutes. 20 minutes left. Why don't we learn the Haftarah? Just learn the simple words of the Haftarah, simple translation of the Haftarah for the remaining time. Something different. How about that? Maskim? Any complaints? Okay, I'm just going to read the words, whatever, the simple words of the Haftarah. Let me get my Chumash. Where's my Chumash? Here's the Chumash. Okay, if we finished over here, the parasha, Chukas, Devarim. Let's just go through the Haftarah. It's a shame, we should do this every week. All right, I'm going to read the Haftarah. Any complaints? Ablaze, is that okay with you? It's fine, okay, here we go. Mayor, you have any complaints about learning the Haftarah? All right, here we go. Haftarah begins, Vaytishlam kol hamelech asher osa hamelech Shlomo beis Hashem. Shlomo hamelech melachim. Oh, so this is melachim aleph, perik, melachim aleph, perik zayin. Melachim aleph, this week, because this week isn't, there's nothing going on this week. It's not Parsha Zohar. Shkolim was already last week. It's certainly not Parsha Sachoydesh and Parsha Sapara.
Next week is
Zohar.
Next,
right? So this week is not Zohar. This is a Shabbos Hafsoka. It's a break. Hafsoka. And it's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Mocher Chodesh. So therefore, we lay in the regular Haftarah. And what is regular Haftarah? So, it's not so common to lay in this Haftarah. It's, wait, you made a very good, you got me, Mary. Good, you really got me now. So you're right. Do we learn Vayakel or do we learn Pikudei? Let me see over here. B'shonu Muberes. The article it says Muberes. In Mashaba Shalifnei Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, he Shnas Shabbos Parshas Pikudei Koyrim B'Mokrim Hamaftir VeHaftar Haragil Es Mafti Es Hamaftir VeHaftar Shel Parshas Shkolim. Oh, what do you say over here?
No, that was last week.
V'im chal v'sh. Well, let me read this. Let me read this again. B'shan mubaris. Im ha-shabbos shalifnei rosh chodesh ador sheni, he shabbos parashas. It's not. It's not. We already did that. That was already. It's not because that was last week. Then kolim welcome after after shal parashkol. Fine. Then he says v'im chal rosh chodesh ador sheni b'shabbos zu, which it doesn't. Machloikis. Mechalkim is parashas b'kudei. The six alis, he's telling you how to lane it. Fine. The yield is fine. He's not telling us over there. Tinei asvardim. Batishlam kol ha-melacha. Okay. So you know, let me. I want to go look at the Ezra Luach. So therefore, last week we did not lane the haftorah of Vayakel. And this week we're laying the after. This week is good. Now there's a question that sometimes you do that. You go back and you lay in the after of a Yakba. I don't believe we do it when Yakba, you don't do that. Let me go look at the Ezra's Torah Luach 1 second.
He is the father.
For making your wall.
Nei banah. In other words, his grandchild was the.
You build a wall. And the Arab.
His great grandchild was grandson.
You're not building on the Arab.
Achi Abraham, brother of. Abraham.
Because
first things we.
Bakarov Eli Shayev Meesav.
Okay, all right. Vatisham kol malacha. It's the correct haftarah. There's an haftarah. I forgot which one it is. There's a haftarah. There's a time when you have two parashiyos. And if you separate the parashiyos, so then you lane the first haftarah. There's a similar situation like this, where you would lane the haftarah of the parashah of the previous week. We have here two parashiyos. We have Vayakel and Pekudei. We were unable to lane we split them into two. There's Vayakel and Pekudei. And we were unable to lane Vayakel last week, because last week was parashah Shekolim. So therefore, the haftarah parashah Vayakel is lost. And now we lay in the half of parashas Pekudei, or maybe you'll see that you have to go in order. You have to go in order. You have to go back and lay in the parasha of Vayakel, but that's not correct. We're going to lay in this week. This week we lay in the parasha of Pekudei, and it is the topic is the conclusion. Just like in this parasha, we learn about the conclusion of the Mishkan in Sefer Melachim. We learn about the conclusion of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm going to read the Pesukim. It's pretty simple, straightforward, but it's always worth to learn. The melacha was complete. Vayavei Shlomo es kodshe David aviv. He brought the kodshe, the holy matters, the holy objects of his father, which include the esah kesef, the esah zohav, the esah kelim. Nosan he put the otzros beis Hashem. He brought over here the otzros. In the treasure place of Hashem. Notice the difference between what it says over here, what it says in Parashas Vayakel. Last week we learned v'hamalacha hoisadayim v'hoiser. V'hamalacha hoisadayim v'hoiser, which may be talking about the whole shot, what that means exactly. There was the donations were more than what they needed. It was more than what they needed. What did they do with the money? They put it away in storage. Here also, it says they took all of the donations from David and they put in storage. Oz Yakel Shlomo es Zikne Yisrael es Kol Rashi Hamatois. He gathered Zikne Elder Yisrael es Kol Rashi Hamatois, all the leaders. Nisiye Ha'avois, the princes. Levnei Yisrael El Hamelech Shlomo Yerushalayim Lehalois, to bring es Aroin Bris Hashem Meir David Hitzion. Okay, so now they finish building the Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo HaMelech, he assembles all of the leaders. The leaders, the princes, and the goal now is to bring, to transport the Aron from what was called the Ir David to the Beis Hamikdash. Now this passage says very clear, the Bris Hashem, the ear David, he Tzion. The ear David is synonymous with Tzion. Tzion is the ear David. Vayikohalu, they gathered, El HaMelech Shlomo, Kol Ish Yisrael, the Yerach Ho'esanim Bechod. They gathered together to the king in the month of the mighty. The Esanim, you have it all the time. Chodesh Tishrei is called the Yerach Ho'esanim, the month of the mighty. Who's the mighty? The mighty is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are the mighty ones, and they were born in that month. Bechog, they gathered together on Sukkot, on the Chag of Sukkos. And this is in the seventh month. Chodesh Tishrei is the seventh month. Vayavohu kol zikne Yisrael. They all got together. Vayisu hakoyanim esharoin. And the kohanim are the ones who lifted up the Aron. The Aron was currently staying in Ir David, which was near the Beis Hamikdash, but in a different location. Vayalu, they brought esharoin Hashem. They brought the Aron Hashem. Yes, Oel Moed, the Aron. V'yes Oel Moed, V'yes Kol Klei HaKodesh. And why are they bringing the Oel Moed? What does that mean exactly? The Oel Moed? I don't know. V'yes Kol Klei HaKodesh, all the Kelim, Asher B'Oel, that were in the oil. V'yalu Oysam, they brought them. Akoyanim V'Halevim, they brought the Oroin, the Oel Moed, and all the Kelim. V'yamelech Shloimoi V'chol Adas Yisrael HaNoadim Olav, that were present, Ito with him. They were offering sacrifices. That cannot be calculated. Now notice here the difference between what Shlomo HaMelech did when they transported the Aron versus what his father did when they brought the Aron to Ir David. There was a similar story. And where they brought the Aron from one location to another, it doesn't say there that David offered sacrifices. Instead, it says David was dancing. David was mefazes, mecharker, umeraket. Three different expressions of dancing. Mefazes, mecharker, umeraket. He was dancing in front of the Aron. Here it says that Shlomo was offering sacrifices. Notice the difference in generation. The older David, when they brought the Aron, what would you do? What would you, Mayor, do? If they brought the Aron, they make a Achnosa Sefer Torah. What do you do with Achnosa Sefer Torah? Do you dance in front of the Sefer Torah? Or do you offer sacrifices in front of the Aron as an expression of celebration? Depends. If you're a Litvak, you're a Litvak, then you bring a sacrifice. You go and you kill an animal. The animal is dead, it's blood, and you have to say vidui. But if you're a chosid, you dance. So you know what this means over here? David was a chosid. He said himself, Shomer Nafshi, ki chosid oni. And Shlomo was a kalta Litvak. That's what it comes out over here. Okay, I think this is a very interesting point to make. The difference between David and Shlomo. David brought the Aron, he was dancing. And when Shlomo brought the Aron, he was offering sacrifices. Pasuk Vav. Vayaviyu ha-koyanim es Aron bris Hashem el mekomo. They brought the Aron to its location. El devir ha-bayis into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. El Kodesh HaKadoshim al tachas kanfei ha-kuv. Only the wings of the Kruvim. Ki ha-kruvim, the Kruvim, parsim kinafayim, they spread out their wings. El Mekoyim Aroin, Vayasoichu HaKiruvim, the Kruvim, they sheltered Al Aroin, on the Aroin, V'al Badav Milamola. Isn't that very interesting over here? This is a very fascinating insight. Pasuk, is that the purpose of the Kruvim? Okay, the Kruvim was not just to, now by the way, the Kruv that is referring to over here, I'm assuming, is not the Kruvim on the Aron. In the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo, there were two giant size proven in the Kodesh HaKodashim that sheltered upon everything. In addition to the two Kruvim that rested upon the Aron HaKodesh, there was another set of Kruvim that stood on the floor in the corner and spread out their wings over the entire area of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Those two Kruvim, that was something that was new. That was a new thing that was introduced into the Bayis Rishon. Two massive size Kruvim inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. And here it says that those Kruvim, they spread out their wings, Al Mokem Arayim. And this very interesting insight is that those Kruvim did not just cover shelter the Aron, it sheltered the Badim, the poles that extended from the Aron that was there to carry the Aron. That's a very bizarre thing. I guarantee you, anyone that was writing this pasuk, if any person would write this pasuk and they would talk about, oh, and they were Kruvim, they were giant-sized Kruvim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim that provided shelter. Nobody would say that the purpose of these Kruvim was to shelter the Badim. The Badim are just poles. They're just, you know, they're there to hold. It's coming over here to be Megala, something very significant about the Badim, and the Kruvim are giving shelter. Because you have to appreciate that the Kruvim that covered the Oroin of Moshe, that was part of the Kapoires, did not shelter, spread out their wings over the Badim. At least I don't think so. The Kruvim, all the picture books, when they show the Aron of Moshe, the Kruvim of Moshe that was on top of the Kapoiris only sheltered the top of the Aron. They did not shelter the Badim. The new thing that's now been sheltered with the massive size Kruvim are the Badim. Okay, next. Vayarich Abadim, and the Abadim were extended. Vayerau, they appeared, Rosh Abadim, El Minakodesh, Al Pnei Advir, Velo Yerau Achutza. So the Abadim were pushed out towards the curtain and like made an indentation in the curtain, so from the outside you can see that the Abadim of the Aron are pushing up against the curtain. Vayisham, okay, Vayigiyusham Ariyah Mazeh. And the Badim are there until this very day. What does that mean? They're not there anymore. I don't know. Then this is a very famous pasuk. Ein bo'aroin rak. It is a miut achar miut. The only thing in the Aron was only the shnei luchos ravonim, the luchos, asher inich shem Moshe, where Moshe put there b'chorev, asher karas Hashem in b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisam me'eretz mitzrayim. The only thing in the Aron were the luchos, which Moshe put there. Asher niach shem Moshe b'chorev, Asher Hashem forged a covenant with the Jewish people. Asher kares Hashem b'nei Yisrael b'tzeis mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, vayihi b'tzeis hakoyanim min hakodesh v'ha'anon mole esbeis Hashem. The thing that we just said, the koyanim left the kodesh, and the cloud covered the beis Hashem. V'lo yachlo hakoyanim la'amoyt l'shoyes v'nei ha'anon. So here you have something very similar to what we just learned a few moments ago. Is the Kohanim were unable to remain in the Mikdash. They had to leave. Why did they have to leave? Because the cloud of Hashem was present. And therefore what? It doesn't explain. We don't know what this means. Is that when Hashem's divine presence was there, it was not possible for them to do anything. Oz Omar Shlomo. And then Shlomo made the following announcement. Hashem Omar Lishkoin Bo Arofel. Hashem said he wants to dwell in darkness. What does that mean? Bono Vonisi Bezvuloch. Shlomo said, I have built a bayis, a dwelling for you. Mochon, a location, Lishivtucha, for your dwelling place, Oilamim. So what it sounds like, I don't know, I don't have the first movie, it sounds like that Shlomo Melech Avir is saying is, I have changed the original divine plan. Hashem's original plan was that he would dwell in darkness. his Shekhinah would not be present in this world. His Shekhinah would be wherever it would be. He wanted to keep his divine presence in a location of darkness. And I said to Hashem, no, that's not proper. We want you, Hashem, not to dwell in darkness. We want you to dwell here on earth in this beautiful palace that we've built for you, a place of light. I think it's the only way you can understand these sukkim. They go together. Os Omar Shlomo. Hashem Omar. Hashem says, Lishkoin Baruch, I want to dwell in darkness. And what was my response to Hashem? No. Bono Vonisi Beis Vuloch. I want to build for you, Hashem, a bayis. A machon, a dwelling place, Lishivt Cho'olam, to dwell there forever. So it sounds like that these two psukim are being read together, that Hashem over here, that Shlomo is convincing Hashem, do not rest in darkness like you planned originally, but instead dwell in this beautiful bayis that we're going to build for you. Vayasev HaMelech Espanov. Now notice another diak over here. All of a sudden over here it says, we're calling him Shlomo, and now we're calling him the Melech. All of a sudden, until now, you know, if you notice, there's a change. The first pasuk of the Haftarah says, HaMelech Shlomo. And then it calls him Stam Shlomo. And now it says, HaMelech Shlomo, HaMelech Shlomo. And now it says, Os Omar Shlomo. And now Melech. There's certainly got to be some understanding of why is there a change. Why we start out, HaMelech Shlomo, HaMelech Shlomo, Shlomo, and now HaMelech. Okay, Vayasev HaMelech Espana, Vayivarchi, bless Eskol Kahal Yisrael. He blessed the Jewish people, Ve'echol Kahal Yisrael Oymed, and they stood. Vayomer, and he said, the Melech said, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Diber Befiv. He spoke Befiv with his mouth. What does that mean with his mouth? Eis David, Avit, my father, Uviyadoi Milei Leimor, and whatever he said, he fulfilled. It came true. And what did Hashem say? Hashem says, "Min ayom asher hotzeitzi es ami es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, lo yivacharti v'ir mikol shiftei Yisrael livno spais liyoshmi sham." I did not select in all of the years since I took the Jewish people out of Egypt, which was 480 years. This, the moment they built the Beis Hamikdash was 480 years from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I did not select a city from all of the tribes to build a bayis that my name shall be there. But what I did select is Vo'evchar B'David Lios Alami Yisrael. But I did select that David should be the Melech. I never selected a city, a location that should be where my divine presence will rest. But I did select David to lead my people. Vayihi Im Levav David Aviv Livnois Bayis. And it was David's thought. David, Avi live no spice, Lashem Hashem Elokeisho. Vayam Hashem El David, Avi. Yan Asher Hoya Im Levavcha live no spice, Lashmi. Heti Voisa. Excellent, you have done well. Ki Hoya Im Levavcha, you have done a good idea what's in your heart. Rak Atah, but you cannot be the one that will build it because you have blood on your hands. Rak Atah Lo Sivne Abayis. Ki. In Bincha, Hayotzei Mechalotzecha, Hu Yivne Abayis L'Shmi, Vayokim Hashem Es Devaro, Asher Diber, Vo'okum, I rose up, Tachas Tov Ravi, Vo'yishev Al Kisei Yisrael, Kasher Diber Hashem, Vo'evna, and I built Abayis L'Shem Hashem L'Kei Yisrael, Vo'asim Shem Mokoyim L'Oron, I selected a location there for the Oron, Asher Shom, is the Bris Hashem. Now notice here, it says here for the first time the word Bris. Before it didn't say Bris, now it says Bris, Asher Koras, and Avaseinu B'yoyitziyoy, Oysomi Eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, so let's review over here the Chidushim in the Haftarah. I think that just the Pshuta Shel Mikra, which people don't talk about this, they don't talk about it for some reason, it's not a very popular topic, is from the Psukim here, twice, it's very clear that the Ribbono Shel Olam had no intent that his divine presence shall be in a building. He had no intent. His intent was Hashem Omar Lishkoin Bo Arafel. Hashem is satisfied in having his divine presence in darkness. And what's the plan for us? The plan for us is, you know, you want to bring sacrifices? Gesundheit. You can bring a sacrifice, but it doesn't mean that Hashem's presence is tangible in a location. Hashem wanted to dwell in Arafel. And Hashem brought us into Eretz Yisrael, and He divided up the land, gave every Shevet a portion, and the only thing that Hashem did was He selected David to lead. That's all He did. David then, on his own, came up with an idea, a novel idea. Why, Hashem, should you dwell in darkness? Why don't you dwell in the bayis? Why don't you dwell in the bayis? Why? Lama tamoy bachutz v'anochi penisi abayis l'mokim l'gemalim. You know what it's like? It's like the Malachim. It's like the Malachim came to Avram Avinu. It's mamash what we're doing over here, the whole drush over here. The Malachi Asharis, they came to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu told them, come inside. Come inside. Come into the house. Lomo samay bachutz. Why? V'anochi penisi abayis. I cleaned up the house for you. Mokim lagamalim. Come inside. The Zelbazach. Hashem made a world. Hashem gave the world to man. Hashamayim. Shamayim lahashem. Yeretz nosan lefnei Adam. And Hashem had no intent of coming inside. And David said to Hashem, Lama samay bachutz v'anochi penisi abayis. I've cleaned out. I've made a place for you. Come inside. And Hashem says, you, I can't come inside. Because you, David, blood on your hands. But your son, if your son, his house, I'll come into. And indeed, Hashem kept his word. Hashem gave David a child. And the child grew, he became wise, and he built a bayis for Hashem, and he made a declaration, Bono Bonisi, Oz Omar Shelomoy Hashem Omar Lishkon Barofel, but Bono Bonisi, Bezvuloch, Mochon Lishift Cholam, I built a house, and Hashem, we now welcome him to the house. So over here, Shlomo, you know, Shlomo takes credit for it, but he reviews the history, and really it all started with his father, and he's just filling what his father said. And the other nuances here to take notice in this haftarah is the difference. I think this is a very important point to make. The difference between David and Shlomo when they transported the Aron from one location to the other. David was a chosid. Shomra nafshi ki chosid ani. He was dancing away. Shlomo, when he brought the Aron, he wasn't dancing. He was shuckling like a litvak, a kalta litvak. Psha. A litvak is like a piece of psha. At a Shabbos Kiddush in a shtibel. Pecha is cold. It's cold. It shuckles. And if you try to warm it up, it gets ruined. A chassid is cold. No warmth. Shuckles. If you tell him a chassid shavart, he goes meshuga. David was a litvak. He was dancing in front of the Aron. Shlomo was bringing korbanos. Another point of interest in this haftarah is that we keep on changing the way we refer to Shlomo. We first call him Hamelech Shlomo, Hamelech Shlomo, and then we call him Shlomo, and then we call him Hamelech. My high. And the other thing is, there's a nuance in the word bris that Moshe put there. Rak. Ein bar rak shnei luchos ravin masher nich shamosh bukhar vasher koras Hashem in bnei Yisrael. Hashem forged. It does not say the word bris, asher koras. And when Shlomo repeats it, he says v'osim sham mokim lo'aron asher sham. In the Aron is the bris Hashem. All of a sudden, we call it the bris asher koras. Why, when Shlomo calls it a bris, and why before does it say it doesn't say the word bris? All right, those are questions that have to be deciphered. Thank you very much for coming along with me. This is very meaningful. Learn the haftarah. Maybe we should do this once a week. We should always learn the haftarah. We'll learn a little bit of the targum, a little haftarah. All right, Rabbi Yisrael, thank you for coming. Have a good night. All the best. Zay gezunt.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Not
yeah.